Let's hear Mike Kasnia at the Psaltery.
Next number we'll do is the Cherry Tree Carol. And even though this is mostly sung around Christmas time, I think we can sing it anytime.
My mother might have sung, bend down the tallest this branch that my mother might have sung.
Then bent down the tallest branch till it touched Mary's hand. Cried she,
"Oh, look thou, Joseph, I have cherries by command."
Cried she, "Oh, look now, Joseph, I have cherries by command."
Okay, Heather's been dying to sing the whole time, so we fixed her up with a microphone her own size. So go to it, Heather.
Jesus loved me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes. Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so.
The next song we'll do is Swing Low Chariot, 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 Swing Low Chariot,
Swing Low Chariot, Chariot, come and Lord carry me home. Swing Low Chariot, sweet Chariot, come and Lord carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? Come and Lord carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm coming too, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Swing low.
And now one of our favorite soloists, Jackie McGowan from Franklin, Michigan.
Good morning. Isn't this a beautiful morning? Singing at this time of the day is really not my cup of tea, but I'm not going to ask the Lord to help me because we're going to sing to the Lord. All I'm going to say is, devil, get behind me. This is one version of the crucifixion. One day when I was lost, they hung him to the cross. They hung him to the cross just for me. They whooped him up the hill. They whooped him up the hill. They whooped him up the hill just for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. They crowned him with the thorns. They crowned him with the thorns. They crowned him with the thorns just for me. One day when I was lost, Lord, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. They nailed him to their tree. They nailed him to that tree. They nailed him to that tree just for me. One day when I was lost, They hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. And then they speared him in the side. They speared him in the side. They speared him in the side just for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. And then the blood come a-trinkling down. The blood come a-trinkling down. And the blood come a-trinkling down just for me. One day when I was lost, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. He died upon that tree. He died upon that tree. He died upon that tree for you and me. One day when we were lost, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross just for me. On Easter morn he rose. On Easter morn he rose. On Easter morn he rose for you and me. One day when we were lost, they hung him on the cross. They hung him on the cross for you and me. Thank you. Now you're going to have to help me on this one. This is called Send a One Angel Down, and I found it in an old collection. And in the text, in the book, it was an old song then, and was only sung by a few old-timers who vaguely remembered it, and this was in the year of 1925. So it goes back quite a way. And the chorus goes, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send a one angel down. Can we try that together? If you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send a one angel down. Send him in a hurry. I send him for to bring me, but send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send the one angel down, send him in a thunder. I'll send him in a lightning, but send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, I send the one angel down, send him in the midnight, send him in the morning, oh, but send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send him an angel down, send him in a rainbow, send him in a glory, just send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send one angel down, send him as a witness. I'll send him a redeemer, just send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send him one angel down, send him from the kingdom. Send him over Zion, just send him in a hurry, Lord, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, if you can't come, Lord, send a one angel down. Thank you very much.
Let's welcome a fine singer from Thomasville, Alabama, Roy L. Mott.
This thing, you have to sit down to play it. The dulcimer is a many authorities say that the dulcimer, along with the five-string banjo, is a true folk instrument, American instrument. I know that it has some distant cousins in some of our European instruments, but the way the dulcimer has originated, some say in southern Pennsylvania, and then migrating down into the Appalachian and from there over into the Ozark Mountains, that it can be called a truly American folk instrument. It's never manufactured. You will always find that if somebody has put a kit together or it has been crafted by some craftsman. Mine was made for me by a craftsman in Mountain View, Arkansas. This morning, I'm sure that you're aware that we are in a continuing celebration of our bicentennial. I was glad to hear yesterday Cousin Thelma say that Americana had a real part on this program here. You know, that's fine. We have a great heritage. And this morning, what I'd like for us to do, you're already beginning to see flashbacks. The television people are flashing back bits of history. So this morning, I'd like for you to go with me on a flashback to the Appalachian Mountains or to the Ozark Mountains, take your pick, to a little log cabin sitting back up in the hills. Too far back, the roads are too narrow to get a piano into. So the only instrument they have to play or sing by is the dulcimer and possibly the autoharp. Now you're sitting on a pew that's made out of a split log. It's got pegs drove in it for legs. And the only air conditioning you have is just what the flies flap around. The old man, Uncle Josh, has put his dulcimer in the flour sack. He's carried it down to the church with him to play for the scene. And the first song that the preacher gives out is Lily of the Valley. Now, if you will look in your hymnals, the Lily of the Valley is an old English melody. We don't know the origin of the tune, the melody. The word, someone put religious words to it over here, as many of our hymns are. But the melody goes back to some place in England, to our heritage back there. And if you remember the words, now, Cousin Thelma said that I sung. I really don't sing all that well. I sing two types of songs. I sang a real sad song, and I sang a funny song. If people cry while I'm singing the sad song, I think they're crying at the song. If I sing a funny song and they laugh at me, I think they're laughing at the song, so I play it safe. But I'm not going to sing this morning. I'm going to let you do the singing. So if you remember the words to Lily of the Valley, join in as I play the Lily of the Valley on the dulcimer. Thank you. second song that the preacher gives out is Unclouded Day. Now, I know that you know this song. We tend to think that it's a fairly new hymnal because it's still in our hymn books. But I have found this hymn published in a hymnal that was dated 1872. So you can see that Unclouded Day goes back too. They invited Uncle Abner over to do the special for him. He plays the auto harp. So he's a Methodist from way back, you know. The old circuit rider has come around. And he learned a John Wesley hymn called Jesus, Lover of My Soul. So Uncle Abner is going to play the special of the morning for the congregation on the altar heart.
Thank you.
I'll try another one on the auto harp. Uncle Elmer's kind of a ham, you know. He gets the stage, you don't want to give it up. But this is one that, you know, after he, the Holy Spirit kind of moves him, he begins to pick up the tempo a little bit. And this one is titled, well, maybe you can remember it. I can't. I always lose my picks when I start it. Excuse me. Another hymn, you Baptists might recognize it, is Brethren, We Have Come to Worship. You Sacred Harp singers will recognize it as Holy Manna. It was first published in about 1835 that we know of in an old songbook called The Southern Harmony. And it really is an old Sacred Harp number that the Sacred Harp singers, if there's anybody here that sings Sacred Harp, I'm sure that you'll recognize the tune right off. Another hymn that to give out, they shall we gather at the river. Thank you. finally, the Holy Spirit hit Uncle Josh, and he just couldn't stand it any longer. He had to get back to a phase tune. So he remembered one that's called Oh Say But I'm Glad. And you'll recognize it as being hymn number 44 in the Upper Room hymnal. Hymn. Ends our travelogue to the Ozark Mountains in the Appalachian.
Cousin Roy, I'm so glad that you did this for us. It took us right back. The end of September, the last Saturday and Sunday in September, at a little village that's being restored up near Lumpkin, Georgia, that's in West Georgia. It's called Westville, where it's always 1850. And some of us are going up to a singing convention, and we'll perform in an old gospel tabernacle there at Westville. And at night, we perform by lighted knot fires. The fires are built on sand pillars just outside the roof of the building, and one man goes around and keeps those fires going. We have candles, too. The candles burn 2 hours, and when the candles burn down, it's time to go home. Stop the show. Very, very charming and beautiful. Maybe you'd like to, some of you might like to join us up there for that. But we are very grateful to Cousin Roy for doing this. It took us back. And our American ways are based on a firm religious foundation. And we must never forget this. Now let's welcome a newcomer to the Folk Festival. We hope this won't be her last one. Jeanette Thompson of Dade City has just been graduated from high school down there. And on her music ability, she's been awarded a 4-year music scholarship to Florida State University. let's welcome a beautiful singer from Dade City, Jeanette Thompson.
On our have mercy on me. Let us love everybody. We can start on our knees. We must love everybody. Start down on our knees. Yeah, win. I fall down on my knees with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Happiness, but only on our knees. We must have peace and happiness down on our knees. Yeah, when I fall down on my knees with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Together down on our knees. Let us pray. When I fall down on with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand, Lord. my hand. Be my friend, Lord, please be my friend. Be my friend, Lord, please be my friend. While I'm on this Christian journey, I want Jesus to walk with me in my trials. Walk with me in my trials, please walk with me while I'm on this Christian journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Now we have another great treat. We've been trying to get the St. John's Baptist Church Choir from Ormond Beach here for a long time, and praise the Lord, they are here today under the direction of Josephine Kennedy. Let's welcome them.